Hi everyone, this is Camille again. So I'm back, and in this segment, I'm going to start off with the military lifestyle and the challenges that we have as being a military spouse, I guess being a military child, family member, just everything in the military community. You know, to me, I feel like people look at the military and they either look at it in one or two ways. They either see it as, okay, you're serving our country, thank you so much. Or two, they see it as, oh my God, my spouse will always be gone. And to me, it's just until you're in that situation, or rather until you're in anyone's shoes, you don't truly know what they're going through. And so basically what I'm going to discuss is my life as a military spouse. And honestly, another military spouse may have a different story than me because they may be in a different branch. Their story just may be different. So this is just all me and everything that I've had to deal with as being a military spouse. So to begin with, my husband and I, we actually got married back in 2016. And when we got married, he was already stationed in Japan, so I couldn't necessarily move to Japan because he already was living there, and basically, we just thought it was easier for me to wait until he PCS from Japan, and we would meet at the new duty station. So from us just dating and then turning into, I guess, fiancés, getting engaged, we've always had to deal with distance. And guys, when I tell you, distance for so long does not get better. It does not. I find you find ways to cope with the distance. However, it doesn't get easier at all. And I know I'm all over the place. Sorry, but side note, my husband and I, we went to high school together. We've been together for so long. So basically, a little snippet of the story would be, so we graduated high school, I went off to college, and then he went off to the military, and then he just so happened to be stationed in Japan. So that's just the rundown of that. So anyway, we knew each other while he was overseas and whatnot, and I was at school, but it was just, you know, it was long distance. And for the longest time, I'm just like, when will this distance be over? When will this distance end? It just seemed like it was just like a time clock, and it just wouldn't end. And so I was just so excited when he was able to leave Japan, because that meant we get to finally be together at the new duty station and finally start our lives together. But little did I know, his new command had their own way of doing and own way of working. And so I kid you not, we got to Hawaii June of 2017, and his ship that he's on had to go out to sea that October. So we weren't even together for 6 months before he had to leave again for 6 months. And so to me, that was just so frustrating, especially still being kind of newlywed, being on this island alone with no family and no friends. It was really hard. And I'm not going to lie, I did go through a state of depression because I'm not as social. And what I mean by that is I can be shy, I can be shy when it comes to situations where I don't know or it's just unfamiliar. And so to me, it just seemed like I got dropped off on this island and my husband's gone and I have no friends or no family. And I'm such a positive person. I love to list all the positives before the negatives. And yes, Hawaii is absolutely beautiful. I'm so grateful that I get the opportunity to live here. And just being able to wake up and see mountains every day and wake up and just say, wow, I live in Hawaii. Like, to me, to this day, that still shocks me. And so when my husband left out to sea with his ship, it was a very, really, really tough time. Because when it comes to depression, when you're in that state, sometimes it's hard to recognize the positives when you're going through the storm. You know, once the storm over and you overcome everything, that's when you can go back and analyze, okay, well, I've got through it. And, you know, I guess it was positive towards the end. But I didn't realize any positives when I was dealing with what I was dealing, just being alone. And literally, we had this beautiful house. And the way I saw it was, we had this beautiful house. We're on this beautiful island. Everything is just so beautiful and calm and ocean breezes. But I had no one but myself, you know? And so I'm a firm believer of, I don't care if I have to live in a box. As long as I'm with the love of my life, nothing matters because I'm with that person. And so being on this island alone, it just made me hate it because I was by myself. I just felt that I couldn't enjoy it. I literally would just wake up each day, you know, just really upset because, you know, I was just so alone. And but I mean, I was alone. I mean, literally alone. Like, I had no one here. It was just me, myself, and I, and this house. And so that little story and whatnot, that's just kind of some challenges that some people don't realize that military spouses go through. We go through a lot, but it does make us strong, in my opinion. I think that that situation that I was in definitely brought me to where I am today. It showed me how strong I am. It showed me my coping mechanisms. It showed me so much about myself and so much that I want to be able to share with you guys. And so I want to use this platform to let any military spouse out there who's new, a part of this lifestyle, or who's just about to go through a deployment, to definitely hear me out and understand that it does get better. And I know that it's easier said than done. And that when you're actually going through that storm or going through that hurt, it just seems like your life is falling apart. I understand. I get it so much. And so that's why I want to be able to reach out to you all, because I'm such a personable person. I want to be able to be so transparent with you guys and just let you guys know the truth. A lot of times people try to glorify situations. And to me, you have to be a realist. Because if you're not a realist, you're not going to know what to truly expect. And so that's all in another complete segment I'm going to discuss, you know, finding yourself and loving you and being motivated. Because I have so much advice and so many things I want to be able to just share. Now, so back to the military lifestyle. The military lifestyle isn't terrible at all. I absolutely love it. I feel that there's so many resources. I feel that it's so much opportunity. And it's just like anything. There's good and there's bad. And I feel like this lifestyle definitely allowed me to be independent. And it definitely gave me that push in life to say, no one's going to do it but you. You know, referring back to that story I just said, when I was alone in my house, I had to get up every single day and make sure I was an active member in society. I had to get up and make sure that I had a job for myself. I had to get up and make sure I didn't have my mom anymore. My spouse wasn't there reminding me. I had to do it. So I had to be so proactive. And that makes us so, so strong. I think the military makes makes strong people. And even though I'm not in the military, being a military spouse has literally, is literally brought so much to my life without me even being in it. So, and I know that if I did join, that my mentality and my way of living would completely change just from the trainings that they have to go through and everything that they're taught. It's just, it's absolutely amazing. I love my husband so much, and I'm so grateful that he chose this life for himself, and that I get to be a part of it, and that I get to do things like I'm doing now and share my life with you guys and, you know, be open and honest. And so this platform is just going to be so amazing for me, because I get to finally just reveal who I am and the stories that I've gone through. And the military lifestyle has definitely played a huge part in my early young adult life. So the experiences that I've gained within this journey, I just want to be able to share it, because someone needs to hear it. Someone wants to hear it. And someone's probably going through the same situation right now. But just to clarify, I absolutely love the military. I think it's so beneficial. However, it should not take over your being. It should not take over who you are as an individual. And I'm speaking to the military spouses. A lot of times when you get into this relationship or this lifestyle, you get so caught up in what your spouse is doing, what date they have to leave, when they're coming back from deployment, and or even honestly, in long distance relationships in general. Yes, you can keep yourself busy and you focus on you, but sometimes that service member's jobs can kind of become number one in their life. And so it also can kind of become number one in your life. And so I noticed myself for a few years allowing this relationship to take over my life. Like the things that I wanted to do, I would put on hold because I thought, okay, well, the military lifestyle has to come first. And now I realize that's not the case. You need to create a life of your own, because the military, or just like any job, will not always be there. You have to be independent. You have to be motivated, and you have to find something for you. You can't just do a hobby to pass time or meet a friend to pass time. And I know a lot of people do that. You come to these places, like, for instance, me in Hawaii, and people just meet friends to pass time or join a hobby that they never thought of to pass time. Although that is good, because it does get you out the house and it does keep your mind off of being hurt or sad that you're alone. But I'm big on being genuine. I'm big on really, truly finding yourself. If you want to have a friend on island, have a friend on island because you genuinely want to have a friend, not to pass time, not to get past anything. Because what happens when your spouse comes back and you have this friend? Do you just let go of this friendship because your spouse is back and now you don't need them anymore? No. And I see that happens so often. And I don't like that at all. I just think that finding you, loving you, just like your spouse has found them and is loving them. We cannot let the military lifestyle control us. We cannot continuously look at countdowns and count down the days. We cannot let these things control us. We are here for a bigger purpose. And every day that we are alive, every day that our heart is beating, every second that we are breathing, it means that we're here for a purpose, and our purpose is not over yet. And so I just encourage all of you military spouses, the new ones coming in, or even the ones who've been in my position or a military spouse's position for a while, you guys understand that we got to find something for us. And, you know, regardless of what that is, finding yourself is so important. Loving yourself and being consistent. We have to. That's the way of living. And I know I've been all over the place with this podcast, but I'm new to it. But I literally just have so many topics that I want to share. I have so many things that I want to get out. And I know that someone is going to take some words of advice and hear me out. But all in all, the military lifestyle is great. There's so many benefits. But just don't let it, again, just don't let it consume you. Take it for what it is and move forward. Especially being the spouse, we have to remember, we are not in the service. So many times I hear, oh my God, you're a spouse. Thank you for your service. No, I'm not in the service. My spouse is in the service. I love my spouse for him, regardless if he was in the service or not. It just so happens that this is his military career. You know, and so I always want to clarify that as well. But at the end of the day, again, we are not our husband's rank. We are not our husband. We are our own self. So I just want a lot of people to realize that just be yourself. Continue to be you, because you don't want time to keep going by, years to keep going by, and you haven't found you yet. You're still just kind of there, and your spouse is moving forward and moving up in ranks and doing so many things, and you're just still the same person from 5 years ago. No, we can't let that happen. And we're all here for a bigger reason, a bigger purpose. So once we find our purpose, everything in life will just completely change and just mesh perfectly. And so if you guys want a more in-depth talk about our purpose and why we're here and ways to find our purpose and goals to set, definitely let me know, because I'm all for it. I love being able to be that person where people can listen to. I have so much advice. I have so much experience. And with my experience, I'm sure somebody can take that and learn from it. So definitely let me know what you guys want to hear next. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in.